Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The WGN Bears Insider, Adam Hoag. How you doing, Adam?
Good morning. I'm just happy that the NFL scheduling gods gave the Bears a Sunday off on Masters Sunday. I mean, that was just very nice of them to do.
I know. It was between the Masters and the weather outside. Good napping situation. Before we get to the Bears tonight, we are told that you're fine, but you had COVID. And you know, Adam, I'm a coronachondriac. I need to know how you're feeling, what your symptoms were. Tell us the story.
Tested positive about 2.5 weeks ago now, pretty much, and probably had it the week before I actually tested positive. So in terms of symptoms, I actually still have kind of a lingering cough. I'm way past the contagious phase, but that's one of the things that, and even talking to my doctor, that apparently they're seeing that a lot with people having a cough for a while after pretty much otherwise getting over it. Otherwise, I feel fine. Lost my sense of smell for probably a little over a week, right around a week, but that's since come back. And at the beginning, there was definitely some, I never had a fever, but I felt like I did, if that makes sense. Like I had some body aches, but every time I took my temperature, it came back 98.6 every single time. So I don't know if that helps some of our listeners, but those are some of the symptoms I had. And just talking to so many people since I kind of went public and said, hey, I had this, it's amazing how the variation in symptoms that people have. It seems to hit everybody a little different. Mm-hmm. But I had some of the common ones with the cough, the losing my sense of smell, and feeling like I had a fever, having those body aches, even though I never actually did.
Any idea how you got it?
Unfortunately, my wife, where she works, she's an occupational therapist, and they've done such a great job at the facility she works at for such a long time, throughout the summer into the fall, but they started to have a breakout there about 3 weeks ago, and it hit them pretty hard, and we're pretty sure that she had it, and then I got it from her.
Well, we're glad you're feeling better. And now let's get Dave in here and talk about the game. 7:15 tonight, ESPN and Channel 26. And Adam, I hope for your sake it's a good game so you don't wish your sense of smell is going to go away again. And I see where most of the sports writers are picking the Bears, right, Dave?
Well, yeah, but what really matters is what Adam thinks. Forget. This whole thing, Adam, with Bill Lazor taking over the play calling tonight has been sort of the big story going into the game. That Matt Nagy had said early last week, he'd indicated if it happened, we wouldn't necessarily even know. And then he opened his Zoom news conference on Friday by announcing that he was giving up the play calling. Why do you think he had that change of heart?
You know, I don't really know the answer to that question. It was interesting. I understood where he was coming from earlier in the week when he said that we wouldn't know, because I do think to not a major extent, but certainly a little bit, there is some gamesmanship there, and the Vikings having to kind of guess who might be calling the plays and having to spend some time in their preparation going back to Bill Lazor's time in Cincinnati, which was the last stop he had where he called plays, and having to scout all that. And then all of a sudden he came out Friday and told us. So, but perhaps telling us in the middle of the week had the Vikings sort of scrambling anyway. I don't really know. Maybe that's a little overrated. What I found interesting, though, Dave, is that some of his players didn't even know. I mean, they found out through the media. And I don't necessarily think that's – some people have criticized that. I don't necessarily think that's as big of a deal as people think, because the reality is the playbook's not really changing. The plays that they started to install throughout this past week, we're already going to be there no matter what. And really the only one that comes in contact with the play caller throughout the game is the quarterback. So as long as Nick Foles knew and was on that same page with Bill Lazor and they were working together, I don't necessarily care if Jimmy Graham knew or not, because Jimmy Graham's just going to get the play call from Nick Foles no matter who's calling it.
It ultimately just comes down to execution of whatever play is called, regardless of who's calling the play. The situation, though, with the Bears' running game, and this was something Bill Lazor talked about last week during his Zoom call, trying to establish this running game, but now David Montgomery being out, you lost Tariq Cohen earlier in the season. Cordero Patterson is there. Do they ride Ryan Nall tonight like they did at the end of the game last week against Tennessee?
Well, I mean, I think Ryan Nall will be involved. I actually kind of like him. I mean, not like he's going to take off and be a superstar, but he has some ability. He ran for a ton of yards at Oregon State. He was a good player there. And he's got some pass-catching ability. So I don't think he's necessarily as shifty as David Montgomery, but he's a big guy to bring down. I think where you lack a little bit with him is maybe some pass protection stuff. But Lamar Miller, the veteran running back who really known for his time in Houston and Miami, he's going to be involved tonight, I think. He's coming off a knee injury from last year, so how effective he is, how he looks, we don't really know. But he's been on the team for a while now, practicing, trying to get in shape. So, and that's, to me, the biggest thing is I want to know from Bill Lazor tonight, the new play caller, how things look different. I mean, do they button things up, get a little simpler on offense? That's what I think they need to do. It's interesting. What they ran in the first couple of weeks with Mitch Trubisky was not necessarily Matt Nagy's full-blown spread it out, get crazy on offense type thing. And it seemed to work. Now they have a different quarterback, but I'd like to see them go back to some of that stuff, get simpler on offense, and see if that helps.
You hate to label any game with almost half the season to go a must-win under any circumstances, but it's hard to look at this game not being that, being at home against a team in your division, and with what's coming up after not only the bye, but then what's coming up after the bye week.
Yeah, because you go straight to Green Bay, and if you lose this one, you definitely have to win at Lambeau Field in 2 weeks. So they play tonight, they have a bye week, then they're on Sunday Night Football against the Packers in 2 weeks, and that becomes, I mean, it's probably a must-win either way with the right. Packers winning yesterday and pulling further ahead in the division. These are, you know, regardless, divisional games are must-wins. And I guess if you're looking for some positives tonight, Matt Nagy's never lost to the Vikings or Lions so far. He's 4-0 against the Vikings, although that last game last year, the Vikings all had their starters and it was tight. So, you know, that probably would have been a loss under different circumstances. The point is, the Bears have had success against the Vikings, especially at Soldier Field. And Kirk Cousins, the Vikings quarterback, is very infamously 0-9 now on Monday Night Football. And that's something that's followed him around his whole career, whether he was in Washington or in Minnesota. So that's something that he's coming into this game. You know he's thinking about that. And I think part of the reason why many of us, including myself, think the Bears are going to win.
Yeah, well, let's hope for we're on the morning crew here, we're hoping for a blowout so we can go to sleep at halftime. Adam Hoge, stay healthy. Adam, thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. I definitely would not count on a blowout, though.
No, we'll be tired in the morning.